This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the third week of the first extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly.
I understand how deeply members on both sides feel about the issue of crime, justice, and public safety.
Wasn't that long ago that we passed Senate Bill 600, legislation that was also supposed to deal with crime?
This week saw Senate Bill 1 move to the Missouri House of Representatives. Sponsor, Senator Doug Lively of Poplar Bluff, says Senate Bill 1 did not address St. Louis exclusively.
The legislation, to me, is going to be really, really helpful in helping not just St. Louis. You know, we talk about St. Louis a lot, but it's all over the state of Missouri. But it's going to make it easier, and we're going to have a bigger pool of people to draw from in the St. Louis area by relaxing the residency rules.
But Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says this measure left some real concerns unanswered.
Let's be clear. This bill and the ones that come before it deal with crime after it happens. The chance for real change is small. Continue to fight for expanding mental health services, ramping up job training in underserved communities, helping more young people graduate high school, improving police and community relations through sensible reforms.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia adds Missouri senators took the time necessary to send the proposal to the Missouri House.
Yeah, not much to say in addition. I'm glad we were able to get it accomplished. Kudos to the others who worked to get it done. As you saw, it was a bipartisan vote across parties, but also across, you know, geographies and covering the spectrum of the Missouri Senate.
Senator Brian Williams of University City says when it comes to what was contained in Senate Bill 1, he believes people should be held accountable for their actions.
When I was 14 years old, I didn't have a clue of half the things that I know now. And I think that we need to be pushing our children towards diversion programs, towards education opportunities, to ensuring that they are put in every position possible to be successful, not encouraging them to be afraid of making mistakes. And if they do make a mistake, knowing that they could potentially go to prison for the rest of their lives.
This week also brings a shift in how the extra session progresses. Monday afternoon, the governor expanded the call for this extraordinary session, adding another point to the original call. His additional piece to the extra session would give the state's attorney general jurisdiction in certain local cases in the hopes of speeding up certain charges, especially in murder cases. New measures are now expected to be introduced in the Missouri House of Representatives. Missouri senators could start seeing those bills as early as next week. By law, an extra session can run for up to 60 days. The first extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly began on July 27th.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will stand adjourned.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.